Telegram. Make sure everything is okay. Right?
Let's keep it down.
You're the one who talked?
I just talked.
I saw the Shafrid Abdul.
It's not similar.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Qala al-mu'allif rahimahu Allah wa iyyah al-asl al-thani. Amara Allah bil ijtima'i fi al-deen.
We'll come to that inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. There is inshallah وتعالى two more points related to the first principle. That principle related to the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, making the Tawheed of Allah clear, warning against shirk, is the most important principle. Someone, again, upon shirk, his salah, his ibadat, will not be accepted. Here I have a question. Those idol worshippers, they used to call other than Allah, worship other than Allah. Why? Yes? They wanted what? Shafa'a intercession. They wanted what? To be a means or a god. Yes? Means to who? To Allah Azza wa Jal. They wanted Shafa'a. Likewise, those today who say La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah and calling the dead, Hussein or Ali radiallahu anhuma, or Fatima or Prophet Isa, or Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, we tell you the same thing. Intercession, tawassul. The question here is, by asking other than Allah, calling the dead, calling the angels, calling the jinn, calling the absent, with the intention to get intercession, to intercede for them, will that happen? Yes? Will they get the intercession? Or the Messenger of Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me money, to give me children. You want what? Intercession from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? To ask Allah on behalf of you, right? Is that going to happen? It's not going to happen. What is the proof? There is something I might, sometimes the answer is right, but I'm looking for what I have in mind. How can you know? That's difficult. Why they don't get intercession? Why they are not receiving that intercession? They ask other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't hear us. So they're not even aware of what you are asking. Another answer? They don't have permission to God? Ahsanta. They say, lend me your mind a little bit. In order, shafa'a, intercession, to be received, it has two conditions. Allah mentioned it clearly in more than one verse. Condition number one, what it is? Yeah, what's the condition number one? Allah to give permission to the one who make an intercession to make intercession. Allah to give permission who? To the one who make an intercession to make intercession. If he doesn't receive that permission, can he make intercession? Yes? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ. Just to understand. One brother out there, he has a rule. He's going to give money to all of us or to some of us through intercession. But he has two conditions. Condition number one, no one can ask him intercession. No one can ask him on behalf of someone until he appoint that one to make intercession. He has this rule. He already tell us. Brother, he was there? He's there, right? Who's that brother? Isn't he what? Brother, he what? You look like him. Barakallahu fi. What's your name? Kamil. Barakallahu wa Kamil. Tayyib. He has a rule. He's going to give money to some of us. But he has a rule. It is he who should decide who is going to make intercession for someone else. No one can ask him. He mentioned ahead of time. Condition number two, even after he gives permission to someone to make intercession, he has another rule. It is he who decides who to make intercession for. Is that very clear? Or are you confused? If you're confused, I give you an excuse because my English is broken. So don't shy to say we didn't understand. Now, while my brother Kamil has that condition, someone come to our brother, what's your name? Brother Muhammad. He said, Brother Muhammad, can you please talk to Brother Kamil to give me money? What Brother Muhammad should say? If he hears it, what should he tell him? What should you tell him? I said, okay, talk to Brother Kamil, ask him to give me money. What would he tell you? What should he tell him? Yes? I can. Why not? Allahu Akbar. You got it, right? Which book you want? Ahlan wa sahlan. Brother Ghalib said, he's going to tell me, I can't. I can't ask him. Why? Because he tell me already. Don't ask him anything. If I want someone to get intercession, it is he who decide who make the intercession. And it's he who decide who to make intercession for. He already tell me. So there's no point to ask him, Akhi, don't waste your time. I can't talk to him. I'm just waiting when he let me. Until he let me, I can't. So is there a point, is there a benefit to ask that one, the middleman, based on that rule? No. So those who call in other than Allah to ask Allah on behalf of them, Allah mentioned his Quran, they can't until he permit them to do that. Who remember ayah? Man the lady yashfa'u indahu illa, who can intercede with Allah without his permission? Who can? Istifad in can no bad. Who can dare it? Who can do that? No one. Permission must come from Allah. Another ayah. وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ. The intercession with him benefit nothing except the one he permits for him. Another ayah. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ لَهُ. How many angels in the heaven? Their intercession, there is nothing benefit except after Allah give them permission. Last ayah. There's ayah I have it in mind. Jazaka, I will come to that. Another ayah I have in mind. I have another ayah in mind. ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذني. ما من شفيع نكرة في ساغ النفي تفيد العموم. No intercessor except after his permission. No angel, no prophet, nobody. Nobody can make intercession. Oh Allah, do so and so for someone, nobody. Except until Allah allow that one to make the intercession. Subhanallah, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Someone may say he has, yes, they have shafa'ah, Allah mentioned. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shafa'ah intercession, and the biggest one is to judge between the people. عَسَىٰ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. On the day of judgment, he will go through harshi. 50,000 years, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make intercession. Allah mentioned that ahead of time. Even that intercession, who Allah gave him, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is going to make. Will he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask first? Or he will only ask until after Allah allow him to make intercession. After, he will go to Prophet Adam, make shafa'ah for us. Ya Adam, anta Abu al-Bashar. Go to Prophet who? He can't make Prophet Noah. He can't make go to who? Ibrahim. He can't make go to who? Musa. He can't make go to who? Isa. He can't make go to who? Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, ana laha, it is for me. What will he do? Prostration. He fell down to prostration, praising Allah. Allah will teach Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that situation, something he never taught him, to praise him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then whenever Allah decides, Allah will say, irfa' ra'asak, wa sal tu'ta. وَشْفَعْتُ شَفَّعْ. Raise your head. As you will be given. Make shafa'ah, your intercession will be accepted. Did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make the intercession first, or he wait? He only made until Allah ordered him to make intercession. Okay. Second condition. Even after that, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who orders the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who to make intercession for. This is another command. He will not make shafa'ah for whoever he wills. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, whoever Allah wills. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ اِرْتَضَى. They don't make intercession except for the one Allah is pleased with. لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ. What's after that? لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. For the one Allah wills and is pleased with. In hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. Allah give me a limit. Who to make shafa'ah for? Allah give me a limit. Make shafa'ah for that individual to enter Jannah. Make intercession for that one to be made out of hellfire. فَيَحُدُّ لِي حَدًّا. He give me a limit. If you now realize, nobody can make intercession, without Allah giving the permission to do that. And after receiving the permission, he cannot make permission for whoever he wills, but only to the one Allah gave him, allows that for him. Now the intercession is for who? Yes? Intercession is for who? For Allah. Therefore, Allah said, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا لِلَّهِ. What's the i'rab of لله? قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ. By the way, what's the i'rab of الشَّفَاعَةُ? Why الشَّفَاعَةُ مَرْفُوعُ? I did a book. Why الشَّفَاعَةُ مَرْفُوعُ? قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Mubtada? Who said mu'akhar? You? You said mubtada? And mu'akhar? Both? Or you just said mubtada? You said mubtada. Who said mu'akhar? Both of you, you get both of you. You start and you complete it. Give to brother. Oh, which book you want? Al-Arba' al-Qawa'id? Thalath usul adillatuha? That's all I see now. Anyone? Each one has, mashallah, has pages to comment, to write, inshallah, next seminar. Okay. Al-Shafa'atu, mubtada mu'akhar. لله جار ومجرور خبر مقدم على مذهب الكوفيين متعلقان بخبر محذوف مقدم على مذهب الكوفي على مذهب البصريين قدم لإفادة الحصر الشفاعة was delayed لله was made origin other than the Quran is الشفاعة لله Allah said سبحانه لله الشفاعة Means the intercession is only for Allah. That's how it is for Allah. It is He subhanahu wa ta'ala who allow whoever make intercession to intercede to honor that one. And it's He subhanahu wa ta'ala He who decide who to make intercession for to mercy that one. So all of the intercession is for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, no point of asking other than Allah intercession. Keep on repeating all night. Prophet Muhammad give me shafa'ah. Oh, Sheikh Jailan. Oh, teach. They can't do that. They can't. SubhanAllah, there's a verse in the Quran. The ulama, they say this ayah, Allah cut the roots of shirk. La ilaha illa Allah, make every Muslim understand that ayah. Ya Arhamar Rahim. Please, fi sabilillah, take the path of the messengers, teach this ayah, to the Muslims. If you are kind to them, don't come up with philosophy. That's not helping. What helping is the reality, Tawheed. In that ayah, Allah mentioned one of four reasons other than Allah can be asked. One of four reasons other than Allah can be asked. You ask someone because he owns what you're asking. It belongs to him, right? One of you have a book, I ask you the book, you have money, akhi, give me money. That's the reason to ask somebody, right? Something belongs to him. Are you with me? Another reason is, it doesn't belong to him alone, but he has a share. He has a share, okay? He's not the owner of the company, but he's from the owners. So there's a reason here to ask him, right or wrong. Are you with me? Third reason is, he's not the owner, and he doesn't share, he doesn't have share, but you know what? He held the owner. The owner needs him. Therefore, he can ask, because the owner needs him, right? You go to someone, and you ask him something, that thing doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him. But he needs you, he himself. Tomorrow, he will need you too. That will lead him to give you what? What do you want? Is that clear? The third reason, it doesn't belong to him. Therefore, it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't share. He doesn't help the owner. The owner needs nothing from him. Now, what's the third situation? He asks intercession. He asks intercession. And in that intercession, he cannot ask because he's not allowed. To ask intercession. He's not allowed to ask intercession until he is allowed. Is there any reason, other reason that you ask? after that, other than the owner? Right?
No.
Allah said, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ قُلْ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قُلْ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Those who claim besides Allah own nothing in the heaven and the earth. Okay? They don't own what you ask. You ask health, you ask children, you ask safety, victory, they don't own it, Allah mentioned. So somebody call other than Allah because he owns, Allah said they own. Someone who believe other than Allah owns, the saints owns, the angels owns, he disbelieve this ayah, right or wrong? وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهِمَا مِنْ شِرْكٍ And they don't have shirk. They don't have any shirk. So someone who call other than Allah because he shared something with Allah, he disbelieved this ayah. No one shared anything with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Everything belongs to him. Is that clear? وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ And Allah doesn't have any supporter, any support, any helper from them. So anyone who call other than Allah because he helped Allah, he disbelieved what? These verses. Allah doesn't need help. No one helps Allah. It is the opposite. Allah helps everybody. What left? Intercession. What Allah said, وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ The intercession benefit nothing with Allah except the one Allah give permission to. Except the one Allah give permission to. So you cannot even ask other than Allah because even if he accepted that, he's ready to do that. Can he do that? Yes? No. Last question. Will Allah give permission because you asked him? We call it, somebody called Sheikh Jailani, he called Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he called Prophet Isa. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow that Prophet, allow that one because someone is asking him? Is that going to happen? Why not? Yes? He doesn't have permission. Also, this person who calling that one beside Allah, he doing what? Shirk. Asking other than Allah, shafa' intercession is shirk. Who brings ayah from Quran? Asking other than Allah intercession. Asking other than Allah to intercede for you with Allah is shirk. Who knows the ayah? وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ Another ayah. وَمَا يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ صِفَةٌ كَاشِفَةٌ Allah said, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ They say this are our intercessors with Allah. قُلْ أَتُنَبِّئُونَ اللَّهَ بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Are you telling Allah that which he doesn't know in the heaven and the earth? That doesn't exist. What Allah said after that, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yushrikun. Akhi, you hear? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yushrikun. What they doing is shirk or not? Yes? Allah is above that which they associate with. Allah is above the shirk. What did they do? What was their shirk here? What was their shirk here? They seek intercession. وَيَقُولُونَ هَا وَلَا يَشُفَعَوْنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ They do an act of worship. Biggest is prayer, invocation. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Allah mentioned that intercession doesn't exist. And Allah says, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ So, even if this, you call him this, that Allah will hear you. They can't do anything. Medina University or any company, there's a time they accept the applications. Next year, the month of Ramadan, That's when the application are being accepted by the admission office. Before that, no. Someone come to you, Akhi, mashallah, you know those people. Intercede for me and let my application be accepted now. Is that going to happen? Yes? Let my application be accepted right now. I want to prepare for myself, my visa, everything. Will that happen? What that person will tell you? Yes? I can't. Why not? Because the university didn't open yet to submit the applications. That has a time. The time didn't come yet. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows someone to give permission when he decides, not when someone else decides. And he allowed to make safa'a for whoever he decides, not what someone else decides. Therefore, akhi Muslim, there is no point you call other than Allah. Seek intercession. One last point related to this. Those people, madad ya Rasulullah, madad ya Jailani, madad ya Hussein, madad ya Fulan. Who they calling? Allah or other than Allah? Yes? Which book is the best guidance? Quran. Who should we follow? Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do we have any verse in Quran? Do we have one single verse in Quran that Allah call us to call other than Him? Anyone who knows one verse, please tell us now. Fi sabilillah. I give you, inshallah, I was going to say 1,000 because I don't have it. I give you $50 that I have now, inshallah. One verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us to call him other than him. One verse. To call a prophet, to ask a prophet, to call an angel, to call a saint, one verse. One verse that Allah command us to ask other than him. Do we have that ayah? That's what I'm asking. Anyone who knows, a verse that Allah tell us, ask it the messenger, ask it the saint. Do we have that? On the other hand, do we have a verse that Allah command us to ask him straight? Do we have one verse? Like what? Ud'uni? Ask him, I give it, I answer to you. Another ayah? وَسَأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ Ask Allah His favor. Another ayah. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِنِ يُوَ أَرُونَ We ask help. Another ayah. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your Lord said, ask me, I answer to you. Another ayah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِلَى الدَّعَانِ If my worshippers My servants ask you about me. For in the qareeb, I'm close to Allah. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i da'an. Answer the caller when he calls. Those verses. Ud'u rabbakum. Call who? Your Lord. Many ayat, call Allah. No one single verse, call other than Allah. People who turn away from all that. They turn away from calling Allah and they call other than Allah. Are they taking the guidance of the Quran? In the Quran, Allah mentioned the dua, supplication of the prophets, supplication of the believers. Did Allah mention that they call other than Allah? What is the dua of the Quran? It started with what? Rabbana. And also, Rabbi. And also, Allahumma. Do you have another dua? La ilaha illa anta subhanak, tawheed. Do you have a prophet, a messenger, a righteous? Allah mentioned in Quran, he prayed to other than Allah. Rabbana, Allahumma, Rabbi. Why we turn away from all that? Oh, Jailani, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein. Where is that in the Quran? Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati yaqul. Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is the best. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي مَنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ الله أكبر On the other hand, how many verses Allah forbade to call other than him? Do we We know in one verse that Allah forbade to call other than Him. قل إنما أدعو ربي. Say I only call my Lord. إنما أداة حصر وقصر. I only call my Lord. ولا أشرك به أحد. And I don't associate anyone with Him. Many ayat. ومن أضل ممن يدعو من دونه. Who is more astray? The one who calling someone besides Allah is general. والذين تدعون من دون ما يملكون من قطمير. Those you call beside Allah, إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم. They don't hear you. Those you call beside Allah don't hear you. Those idol worship used to call the dead, used to call the jinn, used to call the idols. They don't hear you, Allah said. ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم. Had they hear you, they will answer to you. ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم. And the day of judgment, they deny your shirk. ولا ينبئك مثل خبير. After that, what Allah said, لا إله إلا الله. أبن يريد شيخ. After what Allah said, يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى من؟ إلى الله. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. Not إلى angel, not إلى saint, not إلى rocks, أشجار, trees. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. What does that mean? You are in need of who? Allah. حصر. والله هو الغني الحميد. And Allah is the one full of richness. الحميد praiseworthy. And many آيات. وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. آخر آية سورة الكهف. فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربي فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربي أحد. آخر آية سورة مؤمنون. After Allah affirmed that those people were affirming توحيد الربوبية in different ways. What Allah said. ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربي إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. Brothers and sisters in Islam. Calling the angels, the saints, the dead, the rocks, the tree is shirk. Allah forbid that. As for individual who doing that, who make salah, who make fast, who make la ilaha illa, do we consider him to be Muslim right away? Is he not a Muslim? Married to him? No. A Muslim may do shirk out of ignorance. A Muslim may fall into shirk out of ignorance. Therefore, he should be taught. So don't hasten to say you Muslim, you left Islam. Don't do that. Followed the Prophet Musa. When Allah saved them and they passed the ocean, they come to people worshiping idols. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. He didn't say مرتدون. When Allah saved some of the children of Israel, when Allah saved them, those Muslims, right there they crossed the ocean. They see people worshiping idols. They say, oh Musa, let us have gods as they have gods beside Allah. Prophet Musa said, إِنَّكُمْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجَلُّوَانِ. Ignorant people. This is there's a lesson that a Muslim might ask for shirk. Opposite to liar, that may happen. Even if he is a companion of a prophet of Allah. So if that happened with someone who is a prophet of Allah, who see Allah destroy Pharaoh in front of him, who is with Prophet Musa and Harun, he asking for shirk, something opposite to la ilaha illallah. Why not a Muslim our time might not wish that? And if he wish that and he doesn't find someone correcting and telling what you're doing is wrong, you ignorant, why he doesn't do that? Likewise, it happened also to some of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Yawm Hunayn, Hadith Abu Waqid al-Laythi, they passed a tree that the idol worship used to seek blessings in. Used to hang their weapons, seeking blessings. When they pass, they get another tree. They say, oh, the Messenger of Allah, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله أكبر إنها سنن والذي نفس محمد بيده لقد قلت ما قال قوم موسى لموسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آله. Authentic hadith. By Allah, you said what the people of Musa said to Musa, let us gods as they have gods. It is a ways in the Sunan. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, he didn't say what you did. He didn't say you are mushrikun. Because they were ignorant. On the other hand, he didn't say you are Muslims. What you did is not shirk. Because you're Muslim, what you did is shirk. It's not shirk, he didn't say that. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you said what the people of Musa said to Musa, اجعل لنا إلهًا كما لهم آله. Let us have gods as they have gods. That's what it means. Seeking blessings in trees. How many Muslims today seek blessings in the graves, in the trees? Believe in naf' or dur fiha. So, this is the foundation of the deen. If you understand this one, it's very clear to you. Now, you don't defend those people who make shirk. Taqillah, fear Allah. Fear Allah, don't be agent of shaitan. Fear Allah, don't oppose the path of the messengers. Prayer, act of worship is haq of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't transgress the right of Allah while you're trying to defend a human being, to justify one's action, to be fanatic to somebody, to be arrogant, to be stubborn. Don't transgress the right of Allah. Al-ibadatu kulluha lillahi wahda. The haq is clear. But always you have people who bring here and there, collect something, make it. But you have the principle. Allah mentioned in His Quran, the verse of Quran are two categories, two types. Some verse is very clear. It doesn't have other meaning. Some verse with the shariat, it can carry more than one meaning. It can carry more than one meaning. Those whom Allah guide them, well grounded with knowledge, what they do. The verses which can have more than one meaning, they take those meanings back to the verses which has only one meaning. So they take the book of Allah all collectively. Unlike the people of desire, they take from the verse of that is not clear, from the meaning which contradicted to the verse which is very clear. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. So they live in clear verses to call only Allah, not to call someone else. No intercession, except Allah's permission, accepting. It is shirk. Now he bring here and there some ayat, some incidents to use as a proof against what those clear verses teach. These are people of desire. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good ending. Inshallah, we summarize. Inshallah, not take that long. We go to the next, inshallah, principle. Al-Aslu al-Thalith, qala rahimahullah ta'ala. Al-Aslu al-Thani, amara Allah bil-ijtima'i fi d-dini wa naha amit tafarruq fi. Fabayyana Allah hadha bayana shafiyan tafhamuhu al-awam. ونهانا أن نكون كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا قبلنا فهلكوا وذكر أنه أمر المسلمين بالاجتماع في الدين ونهاهم عن التفرق فيه ويزيد وضوحا ما ولدت به سنة من العجب العجاب في ذلك ويزيد وضوحا ما ولدت به سنة من العجب العجاب في ذلك ثم صار الأمر إلى أن الافتراق في أصول الدين وفروعه هو العلم والفقه في الدين وصار الأمر بالاجتماع في الدين لا يقول إلا زنديق أو مجنون.
Second principle, Allah has commanded unity in the religion and prohibited separation therein. Allah has explained this clearly and sufficiently, such that the common people understand it. He forbade us from being like those who differ before us, and as a result, they were destroyed. And he mentioned that he commanded the Muslims to be united in the religion, and he prohibited them from differing therein. And the clarity of this is increased by what has been narrated in the Sunnah from the amazing affairs concerning this. Then it became such the differing in the foundations of the religion and subsidiary branches became known as knowledge and understanding of the religion, and it became such that no one spoke of unity in the religion except for a heretic or an insane person.
أحسن بارك الله. The second principle is that أمر الله بالاجتماع في الدين ونهى عن التفرق فيه. Allah has commanded unity in the religion and prohibited separation therein. Allah commands the Muslims to unite and to unite upon the truth. Two things, unity and unity upon the truth, not unity upon innovations, not unity upon falsehood, not unity upon oppression, unity upon the haq. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. All of you hold the robe of Allah and do not differ. It's common sense. إخواني, now we are here in this masjid. بارك الله فيكم الحمد لله. Allah gather us. Allah unite us. We are in the same building. We are all listening to the class. The reminder. Someone says, look, ya akhi, when we are praying Isha, you are Shafi'i. Don't pray behind this imam because he's Maliki. Akhi, don't pray behind this imam because he's Hanafi. Don't pray behind this imam because he is Mada, Hanbali. And now, Isha Adhan is made, okay? But four imams are there in the same masjid. Is this what Allah commanded? Yes? In the same masjid, having four imams for the same prayer that pleases Allah or displeases Allah. Is that what used to happen at the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his masjid? Yes?
No.
Are you with me? Shamha Abdul Wahab from his good job. Shamha Abdul Wahab, we love it for the sake of Allah. He's a billionaire. He didn't give us money. We never met him. He come to Mecca. He come to Medina. His time before he overtake it. You know what used to happen? Four imams, Prophet's message. Adhan, when Adhan is made, four iqama. You Shafi, join Shafi. Join Maliki group, Hanafi group, Hanbali group. Until today, if you go to Prophet's message, call me. Ask me to show you the member, the mihrab where the imam enters, which is made until now, is made each one in the Prophet's message right now. That's where the imam. You see, when you are in the Prophet's, you see a wall which is made for Imam. You say, what happened? What's here? Sheikh Imam Juhani or whoever is Sheikh Hudayfa, Hafidahullah, is there. Why this here is the corner? Why another one next to the Rawda? Why to the right side? Why another one in the Rawda? Why another one in the front? Four mihrabs. Four sheikhs, each one lead his group. Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab come, say this is not allowed. You have to have one imam. Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali, Malik, pray behind one another. You're all Muslims. The same thing like Mecca. Until now, if something didn't change because of the civil war in Syria, Masjid al-Umawi, four imams. And I think still it remained that. Masjid al-Umawi, four imams. This is different. Allah forbid that. Some people today, they call you be Shafi, be Hanafi, be Malik. Akhi, the Sunnah says, I'm Hanafi. Akhi, this hadith, I'm Maliki. This, I'm Hanbali. Where you brought that from? Did Allah command us to follow Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbali? The four Imams, they themselves. Imam Malik, who take knowledge from? Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi, who take knowledge from? Imam Ahmed Hanbal. They used to pray behind one another. Where you both from? You following Shafi and you don't want to pray behind? You're following Hanbali, Imam Ahmed Hanbal? You want to pray behind a Shafi? Where is that? These are divisions. Another way the Ummah was divided. Ismaila is through Khawarij ideology. أوي ده الصحابة ورنان قدرية نيو بنيلس جهمية أشاعرة ما تريدية وارتز أشاعرة كم فهم هو أشعري أشعري is a prophet you have to be أشعري everybody has to be أشعري the one who is not أشعري is وهابي he hate the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم أشعري أبو الحسن أشعري رحمه الله لا العالي So this is fanatism to a specific sheikh which divides the ummah. Our today our time, groups. That group, they have their leader. They have their members. They have their flag. That group, the same thing. That group, the same thing. We have our way. La, ya akhi, this divides us. The same masjid, we have tablighi, we have ikhwani, we have so and so, we have fulan fulan. And therefore, we are groups. Yeah, we are brothers. Should be one. Don't give allegiance to anybody. To that one, I give to another one, you give to another one. How are we going to be united? We'll not be united. And the light, Muslim Ummah, to be one body. The third principle, I added this one because it's connected to, inshallah, I conclude. Sorry about that. Al-Asr al-Thalith. So this is just an example. No groups in Islam. Ahzab. Some Muslims today, they say, you can have a group, no problem. Have Amir, have a leader, your own Amir in the same city. So in Medina, the city of Medina, Prophet's city, there are many Amirs. That group has Amir, that group has Amir, that group has Amir. They have their secret meetings. No, as soon as they say, we don't need these Amirs. We don't have these Amirs. That divides us. Republican group, Democratic group, or we don't have these groups. We don't have these groups. We are one. الأصل الثالث أن من تمام الاجتماع السمع والطاعة أن من تمام الاجتماع السمع والطاعة نعم اسمه أن مؤخر لمن تأمر علينا ولو كان عبدا حبشيا فبين الله هذا بيانا شائعا كافيا بوجوه من أنواع البيان شرعا وقدرا ثم صار هذا الأصل لا يعرف عند أكثر من يدعي العلم فكيف العمل به نعم
Third principle. Really, it is from the completeness of unity to hear and obey those in authority over us. Even if he's an Abyssinian slave, Allah explained this with a clear and sufficient explanation from various aspects, explaining it from the legislation and the decree. Then it became such that this principle is not known by many of those who claim knowledge. So how can it be acted upon?
Ahsan barakallahu fi. The Sheikh first principle. He talk about unity upon the aqeedah, especially upon the tawheed. Second principle, he talk about unity upon the of the ummah of the Muslim body. No groupization. فَاعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقَ كُلَّهَا Avoid all those groups. When the ummah divide into groups, avoid all of them. And the third, here he talks about unity upon the leadership, upon the authority. Having one Muslim leader, And that Muslim leader obeying him in good. Don't obey him in sin. He tell you drink alcohol, don't drink alcohol. But obey him in that which is good. Don't go against him. Don't fight him. Don't revolt him. Don't take that which leads to that. Because if the ummah don't have a leader, what will happen? If the country lose the leader, general leader, what's going to happen? Chaos. So in Islam is not allowed. If he's a Muslim, to obey him in good. Don't go against him. Don't fight him. Subhanallah. In Sudan, when they had the leader, Omar al-Bashir, people were complaining about the, because the price, high price of the gas, She will be in line and started making demonstration, burning tires. Now, are they complaining about because high price of the gas? You know why they don't? Because there is no cars. No cars, they are in tents. They are refugees in Egypt, in Jab, in Ethiopia. You talk, you worry about, you complain about because the high price, but you had a car, you had a house, and now you don't have a car, you don't have a house, you live under the tent. Because of going against the Muslim leader, even if he has shortcomings. Who doesn't have shortcomings from the people? Is there a leader who's going to be perfect? Is that possible? Yes? No. Question. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu was killed, right? Because of what? He wasn't, they say he wasn't what? Just. Right or wrong? They say because he doesn't judge by the book of Allah. Then Ali radiallahu anhu, the fourth Khalifa, he was killed. Why? For the same reason. He doesn't judge by what Allah revealed. He's not just. He's not giving people their right. He's not judging by the book of Allah. Shaykh Hussain Taymiyyah, he said about the Khawarij, قالوا عثمان وعلي ومن والاهما ليسوا بمؤمنين لأنهم حكموا بغير ما أنزل الله. عثمان and Ali and whoever take them ally are not believers. Why? Because they judge by other than what Allah revealed. So here is a question. If people were not pleased with Uthman bin Affan, they were not pleased with Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhuma, are they going to be pleased with one of the Muslim leaders of our time? Is that possible? Yes? Why you don't answer the question? No. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, in many hadith, he commands to obey the leader in good, even if he oppressed you. وَإِنْ ضَرَبَ ظَهْرَكُ وَأَخَذَ مَالَكُ حَدِيثِ صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمٍ. Even if he beat your back and he tell you what. He mentioned, صلى الله عليه وسلم, some leaders. قُلُوبُهُمْ قُلُوبُ شَيَاطِينَ فِي جُثْمَانِ إِنْسٍ. Their hearts is the heart of shaytan, devil, and the body of human being. Yet, when the Sahaba said, do we fight them? He said, لَا مَا صَلُّوا نَوْ أَصُونَ they pray. Very clear. Hadith al-Irbat is more than enough. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to pass away, Sahaba, they asked him to give him advice. What he said? أُوصِيكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعِ وَإِنْ تَأَمَرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِيٌّ. I advise you to have taqwa, to fear Allah, and to obey, to listen and obey. Listen. Don't ignore it. Don't close your ears. Listen. And after you listen, you understand. Obey. Means the leader. Even if he is Abyssinian slave. وَإِنْ تَأَمَّرَ and he make himself Amir. This Abyssinian slave, he's the one who make himself the leader. In Islam, the leadership should be who for whom? Who the leader should be when we are choosing, when it's in our hand. Tonight, if you would have Muslims, would have choose a Muslim leader, who that leader should be? He has to be from Quraysh. Al-A'immatu min Quraysh, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Leadership is from Quraysh. A believer, a Muslim, and then to be from Quraysh. Who said this? Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. How many rak'ah we pray Fajr? Two. How about Isha? Four. Do we question that? Who tell us to do that? Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, we don't question him when he says the leadership is from Quraysh. He knows what he means, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we are his followers. Sami'na wa ata'na wa hiya wa ubayy wa damasaf Allah. No question. You don't understand? Ask. Learn. Study. But don't corrupt your aqidah. But likewise, therefore, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and the Ansar, who are not from Quraysh, they didn't know the hadith. They didn't remember the hadith, or they didn't remember. And they prepared themselves to have a leader. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr and Umar, they went to them. What they said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A'immatu min Quraysh," Abu Bakr said, "We are the Amir, we are the leaders, and you are the wuzara, you are helpers." Now they remember the hadith, they give up. Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi. Therefore, Sahaba, none of the Ansar become from Khulafa al-Rashidin. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali are all what? Khulafa are from Quraysh. Some of the religion, if you understand, alhamdulillah. If you don't understand, I believe you. Allah is al-Hakim, the all-wise. Al-Adil, the just. Have this principle. No bad corrupt your aqidah. You question about Allah, you question about the messenger. So think bad about yourself instead of thinking bad about the messenger, bad about the deen. So if those people were, so now he's not a Quraysh, he's not even Arab, he's not even free, he's a slave, and he took it by force. Even people don't want him. Ta'ammar, he make himself leader with all these. What he said, Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what should you do? Listen and obey. Now someone comes to us and he tells us, look, who chose him? Who voted for him? He doesn't qualify. He become a leader and he's a Muslim. Obey him in good, don't obey him in sin. Don't obey him in oppression, haram, but obey him in good. Don't fight him. Don't overthrow him. Don't revolt him. This is the manage of Khawarij. Every book, the ulama, they write, Usul Sunnah Imam Ahmad, Sharia Lil Ajurri, Sharia Sunnah Al-Barbahari. Every book, the ulama, they talk about Khawarij, mention the chapter before that or chapter after that, they talk about not going against the Muslim leader. Because it is the Khawarij who have the ideology to fight the Muslim leader. And the consequence is no, it's chaos. Ask the Libyans, many of them, they wish today to have Qaddafi back. Ask Somalis, they wish to have Siad Barre back. Most of them, not all of them. Like, ask Yemenis, they wish to have Ali Abdullah Saleh. With all the deficiencies, those leaders. Ask Mada, Sudanese, they wish to have Omar Ali Bashir. A brother from Libya, he was my friend. When we give him class about not to go against Muslim leader, he used to get very mad. And he was only mad. He said, Khalif, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell you about Qaddafi. Qaddafi took our farm. He took our, he came to a lot of things. Wallah, he can't even listen sometimes. When he hears people are going to overthrow Qaddafi, he even didn't wait. Everything he had for sale. I'm leaving, Akhi, at least wait. I didn't hear about him later on. Like anyone who hear about him, please tell me. Wallah, I love that brother, his name is Abdul Salam. Akhi, where are you going? He said, I've been here almost, he said, 10 or 35 years. Why? Who kept me here? Qaddafi. Now he's about to run. I'm chasing him. Go. Time passed. The same brother leaving me, unknown number, I'm being called. I don't know the number. Unknown number. I'm not picking it. I don't know it. Until somebody left the message. Here I am, Abdul Salam. Khalil, please look for me a roommate. Roommate. He didn't leave me a number to call him back, to question. I don't know who to call. Time go by. After Fajr, I'm in a masjid, giving Quranic class. Abdul Salam come to the masjid. La ilaha illallah. Ya Abdul Salam. Salam alaikum. Alaikum salam. What happened? Why do you come back? No, the country, the country, the country. Qaddafi didn't go. And that's after they overthrew him, they even killed him. I never forget this statement because I came and said, he said there was one Qaddafi, now there's 4 million Qaddafi. 4 million Qaddafi. He escaped with his life. Yes, even though Qaddafi, some of the people now, they make he's a kafir, he's not a Muslim. They say he's a kafir, he's not a Muslim. But yet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't try to overthrow Abu Jahl, who was a kafir, in Mecca time. Is it because he loved him? No. It's because he's not able. How many Muslims from Syria now who wish they would have been fight against Bashar al-Assad with everything he is? They wish life to go back to Syria the way it is, Halab to be go back, all the country to go back. No refugee. They wish. If they would obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by not going against the Muslim leader, by not going against their leader, they are not able. If they are not Muslims, if they are Muslim and they are able, they are not allowed to go against. They are not allowed to go against, even if they can remove him. If they would apply that to the Allahu Akbar, we would have saved bismillah millions of Muslims and their property and their life. So this is a principle of Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, any imam, any sheikh, talk about the leader, he did this, he did this, he did spread his negative things, his goal, his points, people to hate him. When they hate, to fight him, to overthrow him. This is not the methodology of Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. These three principles, there's hadith Sahih Muslim who collects for you. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab Rahimahullah, he uses the Quran and Sunnah. If he doesn't exactly mention the hadith or the ayah, if you go back, you'll find it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah yarda lakum thalathan wa yakrahu lakum thalath. Allah is pleased with you for three, and Allah dislikes for you three. And ta'budu wa la tushriku bihi shay'an, to worship Allah and do not associate anyone with him. Which principle is this about? The first or the second or the third? The first. وَأَن تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and to hold the robe of Allah collectively and don't lever. Which principle is about? The first or the second or the third? Second. وَأَن تُنَاصِحُوا مَنْ وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ, and to give sincere advice to those who have authority upon you. Which principle? You see the way he put in order? This is who Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab is, rahimahullah, from Quran and Sunnah. Some people don't like that. We stop here. If there is any question related to the topic, and the intention is feasibility to learn, to increase knowledge, not to argue, not to cause confusion. That ikhlas. Then ask barakallahu.
Let them write their questions.
Okay, okay. The right question is good. But how many minutes we have for the questions?
15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay. Put the alarm in 15 minutes, please.
Write your questions
down. Please write it down, inshallah. Write it down. Also, write it down has benefit. If you ask open and somehow you make me angry, people may not be happy with you. So it's good to write it down. They don't know who's fighting me. Barakallah.
Sheikh, a question about those who say if someone goes to.
Can you write it down, or you are out of the role? Already, since you are the principal here, you don't go by the room. Barakallah. Okay. Go ahead. Tawakkal ala Allah.
I'll follow,
inshallah. No, no, this rule is just an idea. It's not an ayah or hadith. Do what you want.
Inshallah, until you bring your question, it's the last question. Sheikh, some people, they say that going to the grave of the dead is not considered shirk. It's haram, so long as you don't believe the person who's in the grave has a nafa' or dar. And this person doesn't have any aspects of rububiyyah. But, you know, the person goes and asks them for these things. Since this, the person doesn't believe that they have superpowers or, aspects of rububiyyah, this cannot be shirk. But this is haram, something haram. This is a question that I had.
Okay. Actually, this is what those Muslims are saying to defend calling the dead. They say if someone calls the dead like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believing that he has control over what's being asked. Then this is shirk. But if he asks, knowing he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah, is the messenger of Allah, he doesn't have what he's asking. It's not shirk. Question. If you believe he doesn't have what you're asking, he doesn't have control over that thing, why are you asking him? What is the answer? Do you understand? They say the shirk is what you believe he has, what you are asking. You want a children, you want to help, he has it. If you don't believe that, and you ask him, it's not shirk. Why are you asking him then? What do you want? Why is he asking? If that doesn't belong to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't have it. Why are you asking? You know what they say? You know what they say? They say what? Yes? Yes? Intercession. They say we want intercession, to intercede for us. We already learned that. Asking the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or anyone other than Allah to intercede for you, what it is? What is that, ya akhi? Shirk. Allah mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Is that clear? The idol worshippers, when they call in other than Allah, did they believe they have control over those things? Yes? Why they were calling them? What they wanted? Yes? Intercession. Someone who you ask him to intercede for you, does he have something other than making the intercession? Yes? Someone, you're asking him to intercede for you, does he have something other than making the intercession? Yes? You want a money. You want a money. You're asking someone to intercede for you, to ask somebody else the money for you. The one you're asking him to intercede for you, does he have the money? Yes? Does he have control over the money? What he has? Yes? What he has? To ask, intercession. Right or wrong? So idol worshippers, they themselves didn't believe, those they call him beside Allah, to have control over those things. Allah mentioned that in the Quran. These are our intercessors. They ask Allah on behalf of us. We don't worship them, but to get us closer to Allah. They are means to Allah. Why they took them as means to Allah if they believe they themselves having what they need? Is that clear? So the one who's saying it is not shirk to call other than Allah until you believe he has control over those things. Even mushrikeen didn't believe that in them. They didn't believe them in that. That's why they call them shufa'a, intercessors. That's why they said you don't own anything. That's why they said they get us closer to Allah. Nothing is new, akhi. It's the same thing. So, and it is shirk because you call it other than Allah. Naam.
Can you ask? What do you think about it?
Okay, Bismillah. Some questions.
Okay.
This is a specific question. Barakallahu fiik. Some questions, personal. Someone asks a specific question. It doesn't concern everybody. Why are we taking the time of everybody?
Barakallahu fiik. What is the correct response to the Sufis who use the ayah in Surah Na'ilah or the Tawwilayhi Wasila? Hear Allah and take a means. Basically, take a means to Allah using the awliya or their shaykhs.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa yuhu bilih, have taqwa. Wabtaghu إليه الوسيلة، أي وابتغوا الوسيلة إليه. All you believe, have taqwa and take a means to Allah. Some people, they say this is a proof to call the dead. Because Allah said, take wasila, a means. Therefore, call Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take a means. Is that a correct understanding? No. Why not? At least 2 points. Number one, tafsir al-salaf al-salih. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. What they said, al-wasila, what do you mean they say? Al-qurba wa-ta'a. It's obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the righteous deeds. What Allah said in Surah 7, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا الزُّلْفَى إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وما أموالكم ولا أولادكم بالتي تقربكم عندنا زلفى إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا. Based on this verse, what makes somebody close to Allah? Yes? أخي mention. Based on this verse, what makes somebody close to Allah? إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا. Who believe and do righteous deeds. الإيمان والعمل الصالح. So the qurba here take means, this means is to do good deeds. Another answer. Okay. If someone says this ayah, it means call the dead. Okay. Another one he says, it means good deeds. Because it's general, take means. The meaning of this verse. In that sense, if it means call the dead, someone say. If it means good righteous deeds. Since this ayah can carry more than one meaning in that presentation, is it from the clear verses or from the verse which is not clear? Yes? The verse which is not clear. So what should we do? Take it back to the verse which are very clear. Which mentioned that calling other than Allah is what? Shirk. Now you see the difference. I was debating with a Christian family from the Trinity group. The lady said, listen, Mr. Khalil, Imam Khalil, actually you Muslims don't believe fully in the Quran. You take it from the Quran some and you leave it some. Why? Because in the Quran, to believe the Trinity, to believe three gods. Are you serious? Yes. Where does it say is to believe gods? We have only one Allah, Subhanahu. See, because in Quran, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, we send down the Quran. We read the English. You don't read the noble Quran? We. Is we one or two or three? He says must be more than two or more. Can't it be one? We. Okay. I explained to her. Allah already tell us the like of you who follow in the doubtful matter. Inna we here in Arabic. Originally is to use for singular, for plural. But sometimes the singular, one person uses to what? To magnify himself. This is the Arabic language. So, inna, the Arabs, when they speak, they use nahnu, sometimes a group use, and sometimes one individual who magnify himself uses it. So it can mean both, okay, in that sense. But if we go back to the rest of the verses, you have إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ Allah is one. Now, she accepted that from me. She said, no, Quran shows the Trinity. I tell her, Allah, tell us about you. Those who have diseases in their heart, they follow the similarities. Those who are well grounded with knowledge, they take the meaning from the similarity back to the verse which are very clear and very established. So now the same thing applies. When you say you use the wasira here, call the dead. Even if that meaning could be there, possibility, but the other verse make clear not to call anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now.
A question I asked, they said, how can we deal with an oppressive and strict leader in a country or in one's home?
How to treat, how to deal with an oppressive leader, whether he's a general leader or the head of the family. If he is Muslim, first, make dua for him, Allah to guide him. Allah may accept your dua and stop that person's oppression. And giving him advice. And if he is a Muslim leader, okay, be patient. Be patient until you meet me on the lake. Be patient. Sahaba said, if leaders come, they ask us their right, they don't give us our right. He said, Sallallaha haqqakum wa addu haqqahum. أدوا حقا واسألوا الله حقكم. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, fulfill their right and ask Allah your right. Ask Allah your right. To be patient with those. They have limited time, they will go. Spread Tawheed, spread Sunnah, spread the ilm. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and Ahl Sunnah, they had a tough life. La ilaha illallah. The Muslim leader, he become convinced with the ideology of Jahmiyya. Quran is not a speech of Allah. Allah doesn't have description. Allah doesn't have hearing. Allah doesn't have knowledge. Allah doesn't have this. And the leader accepted that ideology. Not only that, he started forcing Ahlul Sunnah to accept it. He killed some of them. He made them lose their jobs. He dishonored them. Imam Ahmad was from those, they put him in jail. Beating. A part of his body is cut off because he become dead. A group of people came to him from Iraq, Imam Ahmad in the jail. Imam Ahmad, we want to fight this. They say, be aware of the fitna, the trials, tribulations. They say, Alasana fi fitna, we are not on trials. He said, yes, but now it's specific to the people of knowledge. If the big calamity happened, highway, history will be cut off, women will be raped, blood will be shed. Iyyakum wal fitna, be aware of the fitna, be careful. Look, this leader, he calling people what Imam Ahmad consider kufr, al-jahmiya kuffar, you see, they are disbelievers because they deny the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. The most important knowledge in Quran is the knowledge related to who? Allah, they deny Allah's names and descriptions. They say Allah is not up. Allah is everywhere. But you cannot say Allah is. They deny Allah's face. They deny Allah's hands. They deny Allah. What Allah mentioned in his book, Prophet Muhammad mentioned in his sunnah, they say no. So even though he considered the one who has this ideology, Jahmiya kuffar, but yet, rahimahullah, he forbade to fight that leader. حتى يستريح ماذا بر ويستراح ماذا فاجر. Then they listen, they go to Iraq, they fight, they didn't crash up, kill all of them. Time go by, that leader passed away, his son took over, continued. Then he passed away, his third grandson took over. Allahu Akbar. Allah make him understand the Tawheed. He make Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah is the one who tell him who to make Mufti, a judge, who to give a religious position. Giving Imam Ahmad gifts. Ahlul Sunnah become honor. Ahlul Bid'ah become humiliated. It didn't come by fighting. Be patient. So if there is oppressive leader, arfais. He's not accepting arfais, be patient. Don't obey in haram. Wallahu a'lam. Last question, maybe?
This is the last one. How can someone lower their gaze when they're improperly dressed when they're around them, meaning grocery stores and malls and restaurants and school and work?
How can someone lower his gaze when he's in an environment, free mixing environment?
Environment.
This environment. From the knees, first of all, making dua. قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن وأكون من الجاهلين. When the woman called Prophet Yusuf to commit haram, to commit zina, he made dua, Allah, if you don't protect me, if you don't protect me, I will fall into what they call me to. Allah, the jail, that the prison they threaten me is more beloved to me than what they call me to. I'd rather go to prison instead of doing zina. Allah, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ وَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُ. Allah answered him. He diverted him from their plot. So first, what should we do? Make dua. Second, what should we do? Fast. Fast Monday, Thursdays. Sometimes when you fast 2 days, 3 days, you may even have more desire. You need to continue. People of knowledge mentioned that. Some days I have fasted, but I really didn't feel. Rather, I have more desire. It's because you don't do it consecutively. Continue doing it. Fi sabilillah. That will help. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. Oh, you get married. You are not able to fast. The third, to get married. The fourth, when your eyes catch something, you're buying, you're shopping, it happened to someone, nothing is on you. Alhamdulillah. Turn your eyes. Turn away. Turn to the other direction. Nothing is on you. You are not sinful. So, any mistake? Nothing is on you. But don't do that intentionally. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned hadith Ali. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first look is for you, Ali. Means the one you do it by mistake, nothing is on you. Al-aynu tazni. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that every human has hadhu min al-zina. His share of zina. Then he mentioned the eyes get zina, the hands get zina, this get zina. So don't do that intentionally. And if it happened by mistake, turn away. Even if it happened with iyadu billah in a clear desire, when you wake up, go back to Allah. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُمُ طَائِفٌ مِنَ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمُ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون. Allah mentioned two groups here who shaitan touches them. People of taqwa, they fear Allah. الذين اتقوا, they have taqwa, they are people of piety and righteousness. But مسهم الشيطان, shaitan touched them. He go after this link, he go after this woman, he after them, he end up. تذكروا, they remember it, they did wrong. They are gonna come to a situation, he remembers what doing bad. فإذا هم مبصرون, they see it now. Now, أستغفر الله. واتبع سيئة الحسنة, follow the bad deeds with good deeds, تبعوها, it erases it. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah, He said he did everything a man does to his wife, except that he didn't make sexual relation. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sexual intercourse. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, give an answer. Until the salah iqam was made, salah was performed, then he called. Where is the man who was asking this question? Did he pray with us? Yes. He's forgiven. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَةُ يُذِيبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلْذَكِرِ. So you fell short, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repentance. Ask astaghfirullah. Feel bad about that. Move on. Again it happened, move on. Again it happened, continue doing that. You continue, inshallah you will win at the end. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle on our cause, surely we will guide them to our path. Allah promised. Don't give up. A Muslim from the early Muslims, he commits zina, he commits sin. He realizes there's Allah, there's Lord, who punished somebody because of the sin, and also who forgives the sin. He asks Allah forgiveness, Allah forgave him. Then he commits sin, the same thing. He realizes there's Allah who punished someone because of the sin. Sin has consequences. So he asks Allah forgiveness, Allah forgave him. And then he did. Until Allah said, well, Allah said, do whatever you wish, I forgive you. Which means as long you keep on going back to Allah, your origin is to fear Allah, to have taqwa. But if you fell short, you fell in the trap of shaitan, you ask Allah forgiveness. Allah forgives you. You ask Allah forgiveness. Allah forgives you. Then as long as you're doing that, whenever you commit sin, you ask Allah forgiveness, Allah forgives you. Listen to this beautiful ayah. All the Quran is beautiful. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَذْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورَ رَحِيمًا. Anyone who does evil, any evil, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا نَكِرَ فِي سِيَاغِ الشَّرْ تُفِيدُ الْعُمُومِ. Anyone, whoever may be, a scholar, general Muslim, anyone who does evil, whatever that evil may be, ثم يستغفر الله, then he ask Allah forgiveness. Whoever he may be, the sin, whatever it may be, يجد الله غفور الرحيم. Find Allah, he finds Allah of forgiving, most merciful. So you fall short, don't give up. Don't lose hope, go back to Allah. Here is the way, you fight shaitan. That's one group. They are righteous, but they fell short. They don't give up. Go back to Allah, they are forgiven. Other group, Allah said, وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. Other group, shayateen is increasing them. They never cease, they continue. You keep on doing, you keep on doing. You never go back to Allah. You never ask Allah forgiveness. You never repent. You never see, you continue until you become a follower of shaitan. So, when you fall short, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned before, the best way, the best means to avoid, to lower your gaze is to avoid the means to that. But what's necessary, you go to the warehouse, you have to buy food, you have to drink water, lower your gaze. Mistakenly you look, turn around. And this, you're doing this, مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. Whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah replaced for him better than him. One day you lower your gaze for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you better than what you left. That woman you have desire, but she's not allowed for you, you leave for the sake of Allah. You cut her telling, you cut her link with her, you remove her email, you block her number, you have no idea, change the phone even. To avoid, move from that environment. في سبيل الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you better. Allahu a'lam. Inshallah, jazakumullahu khairan. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good ending. We ask Allah al-Karim to make the Muslims victorious. We ask Allah al-Karim to protect our beloved brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. Allah is able to everything. Allah is able to everything. It is Allah who controls the matters. When the Abyssinian king, Abraha, tried to destroy the Kaaba, Allah defended the Kaaba. By way of what? birds carrying stones, killing everyone. Allah is able to do it. Pharaoh, he was torturing the Muslims, children of Israel. How many years? When Allah decided to revenge from him, to destroy him, what Allah did? He split the ocean, he came and drowned him. Oh, Musa, throw your stick. Allah is able to do it. Allah has wisdom. Ammar, the Sahaba, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala tad'u Allah lana, ala tastansiruna. Don't you make dua for us. Don't you ask Allah help for us. Ala tara ma nahnu fi. Don't you see what we're going through? Ammar's mother, Sumayya, was killed because of La ilaha illallah. Ammar's father, Yasir, was killed because of La ilaha illallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation is there. Can't do anything. Sabra ya ala yasir, wa inna mu'idakum ajal. That's what all he says. All the people of Yasir, the family of Yasir, be patient. Your promise is Jannah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Hawa, the Sahaba, this religion will reach such and such. Walakinakum qawmun tasta'jilu, you are hasty people. And he used to remind them what the Muslims before them used to go through. Bringing somebody, splitting into two. But he never leave his deen. We ask Allah Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid those Muslims. Wherever they are in China, in India, wherever they've been oppressed, we ask Allah Kareem to unite the Muslims. Upon haq, we ask Allah Kareem to protect us from the evil of our actions, from the evil of our soul. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us husnul khatimah. Allahumma fi al-muslimin wa al-muslimat wa al-mu'minin wa al-mu'minat al-ahya'i min wa al-amwat. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please, if I offended you, please forgive me for sake of Allah. JazakAllahu khairan.
Allah khairan. Barakallahu fiik. To reiterate the schedule for tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a TED link with Sheikh Ithman Salim, one of the major scholars of Yemen. And the title is Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, A'lamu al-Nas bil Haqq wa Arhamuhum bil Qalb. People of the Sunnah are the most knowledgeable of the people when it comes to the truth, and the most merciful to the creation. That's at 2:05 p.m. The TED link will be from here, but we'll send the link. And then after Asr, we have the third sitting of this book. And after Maghrib, we have a lecture. And we conclude, inshallah, after Isha, the last class, for this book. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaykum. Okay, the brothers stay back. Let the sisters in first. Sisters, go ahead. We'll give you 7 minutes.